Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council adopted a resolution supporting the Triumvirate Theater's application to the Alaska State Council on the Arts for its Community Arts Partnership Grant Program. The resolution was sponsored by Assemblymember Justin Ruffridge and Mayor Paul Whitney, who was responsible for vetoing a resolution that would have provided $25,000 in ARPA funds to the theater, citing the process not being followed. An attempt by Ruffridge was then made to override the veto, which failed in a 3-2 vote, as there was an excused absence by a fellow city council member. Joe Rizzo of the Triumvirate Theater at the time told council that the mayor's veto makes it much harder to secure grants if it shows that the city council isn't in support.
It's very hard for me as the executive director to write those grants and persuade these folks to support this partnership when it's on the headlines that it's being vetoed. That basically tells the people I'm asking for funds from to support this event for the city of Soldotna, the city is not truly in support of it.
This resolution, especially with it being sponsored by both Whitney and Ruffridge, shows the support that Rizzo was looking for. Ruffridge at Wednesday night's meeting said,
"This is a support from the municipality and from this council for the grant program that was identified through some of the process that we were going through in identifying maybe having a musical in the park. And this would be a way to ensure that that is able to happen."
Mayor Whitney echoed similar sentiment.
"Strongly support this resolution. I wish the council and hope the council will vote for approval. This will show that the city of Soldotna and the administration and council strongly support arts program that the Triumphant Theater is trying to put on."
The resolution also expresses commitment to an ongoing partnership with the theater to provide support for accessible community theater productions in the city. The Alaska Division of Forestry recently awarded more than $186,000 to 40 rural fire departments around the state to improve firefighting capabilities and to enhance wildfire protection in the wildland-urban interface. Funding for the program was made available through the U.S. Forest Service as part of the Federal Volunteer Fire Assistance Program to help improve fire protection in inadequately protected areas. The Kenai Fire Department received funding in the amount of $4,864.50, which the Kenai City Council unanimously acted an ordinance to accept and appropriate. The grant funding will be used to purchase personal protective equipment for the personnel, which will be used to respond to forest fire incidents. Additional equipment will be purchased to improve response capabilities in the service area to assist the Division of Forestry on incidents as cooperator. Councilmember Tia Winger.
"I'll be in support of this. I think it's always great, again, to get as much emergency equipment. As you look around, spruce bark beetle is a real thing in our city. We have a lot of downed dead trees. I would hope that people will take this advantage as spring comes to properly clear their properties for fire spacing. We do have a FireWise plan, and I think just having the tools, if our guys get called out, which they did get called out, I think it was a year or two ago, to a fire out behind Inlet Woods, and they were able to respond aggressively and get that controlled and put out."
Fire departments could apply for up to $5,000 in grant funds. The money received can't be used for repair, construction, or purchase of buildings, land acquisition, emergency medical equipment, computers or computer software, and other specified items. To qualify for the grants, fire departments must serve a population of 10,000 or less. The DOF annually provides VFA grant funds to fire departments around the state. Last year, they awarded more than $159,000 to 34 fire departments. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.